Thunder Bay. An inquest jury will determine the circumstances surrounding the death of an indigenous artist while in custody in Thunder Bay and provide recommendations to prevent similar incidents from happening in the future. The coroner's inquest into the 2017 death of 56-year-old Moses Beaver of Nibinamik First Nation opened in Thunder Bay on Monday. Beaver died at the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center on February 13, 2017 after being transferred from the Thunder Bay District Jail. A coroner's inquest is mandatory if a death occurs while a person is in custody and the death is determined to not be the result of natural causes. An inquest is not meant to assign blame but rather determine the facts surrounding a person's death. Inquest officer Dr. Louise McNaughton Fillion provided instructions to the five-person jury on Monday, including the scope of the inquest, which is to determine the circumstances surrounding Beaver's death and to make recommendations involving mental illness care at the Thunder Bay District Jail, suicide awareness and prevention in the Thunder Bay District Jail, and delivery of acute mental illness care to Indigenous persons in isolated communities. Inquest counsel Rob Kozik informed the jury during his opening that they will hear from numerous witnesses from parties with standing in the matter. Witnesses include members of the Beaver family, physicians, forensic pathology experts, as well members of Anishinaabe Police Service, Orange, Anishinaabe Nation, the Thunder Bay District Jail, Indigenous Services Canada, and the Ministry of the Solicitor General. According to Kozik, Beaver was experiencing a mental health crisis in Nibinamik First Nation before coming into contact with officers with the Anishinaabe Police Service. He was placed under arrest and then transferred to the Thunder Bay District Jail. Following the death, Nibinamik Chief Johnny Yellowhead said Beaver had struggled for years to get the treatment he needed. The inquest was adjourned to Tuesday when the first witness will testify. The jury will hear from more than 30 witnesses and the inquest is scheduled for approximately 3 weeks.